This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Lawyers for the Justice Department confirmed to a federal judge Friday they are still working to add a question about citizenship to the census. AP Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Donald Trump says he's considering various ways to force the inclusion of the question on next year's census.
The Supreme Court has at least temporarily blocked the administration from asking about citizenship. The president says he's considering an executive order in a bid to change that.
It's one of the ways that we're thinking about doing it very seriously.
An executive order by itself would not override court rulings blocking the question, but might give administration lawyers new ways of persuading courts to include it. The census questionnaires are already being printed without the question, but the president's holding out hope.
Maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
NATO and Russia did not make any breakthroughs on the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in talks Friday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the treaty is in danger.
Unfortunately, we have not seen any signs of a breakthrough, and time is running out. Today, allies urge Russia once again to return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty.
Moscow says it is fully in compliance with the treaty, which eliminated the medium-range missiles arsenals of the two countries. The United States is set to pull out of the treaty on August 2nd. The Afghan Taliban and the United States took a break from a seventh round of peace negotiations Friday, saying they have made good progress over the past 6 days on reaching an agreement on a timetable for foreign troops to leave Afghanistan. The insurgent group's spokesman says the dialogue will resume on Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News. The detention of a supertanker off the coast of